The little yellow sticky notes on my desktop each remind me of a news story or an observation that I've been collecting to mention to you. Stories that should be part of the background for informed decision-making by investors. I'm Charles Goyette. To begin, a front-page Wall Street Journal story on Tuesday says that dicey home appraisals are making a comeback. The dollar value of home mortgage originations this year is coming in 39% lower than last year. So there's pressure on loan officers and real estate agents to get deals done and don't let an appraisal that comes in low kill them. And so that often manifests in the form of pressure on appraisers. Inflated appraisals were a big component of the mortgage meltdown, and one professional in the Journal story says, if you thought what was happening before was an embarrassment, wait until the second time around. Well, allegations continue to mount that the U.S. has trained rebels in Syria only to have them later link up with ISIS. The growing evidence includes ISIS forces displaying the training and tactics of U.S.-trained Syrian rebels. The Free Syrian Army are among those forging alliances with ISIS. Now listen to this scheme. To keep this from happening, the Pentagon plans to subject new rounds of Syrian rebels to psychological evaluations and stress test screening to assure that we are only supporting moderates over there. Oh, that'll work out just fine, I'm sure. Just as there are two sides to every balance sheet, when politicians promise to give something away or provide a favor to some group, wise people have learned to look at the unseen costs. Often unseen is the reaction to minimum wage initiatives, but it's blowback that is beginning to be apparent now. In Silicon Valley, venture capitalists are pouring money into robotics at 3 times the rate of just a couple of years ago. And here's an example. Amazon is meeting the holiday crush by deploying more than 15,000 robots at 10 warehouse locations this year in a move to cut operating costs and speed up order fulfillment. So much for the jobs. We might want to call the Friday after Thanksgiving this year Red Friday to mark another debt benchmark by the crazed federal government. On Friday, the national debt rolled past the $18 trillion mark for the first time. When Obama was elected president, the national debt had just passed $10 trillion for the first time, so we have added $8 trillion to the debt since then. Think about that. The national debt hit $8 trillion for the very first time in October of 2005, so just since Obama was elected, we have added as much to the debt as the entire country acquired in the first 237 years of our existence. And that's it for today's podcast Post-it Notes. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.